Maryland's news now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
I think I'm an asset to this team, and I'm worth what I'm worth. The fact that we won the Super Bowl just comes with that. If we didn't win the Super Bowl this year, I still think I'm worth the same, and I still think I'm the same person to this, you know, organization. It may not be seen that way, but that's the bottom line. I still think I give the team the best chance to win moving forward, you know, whether we won or lost this year.
That, of course, Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco talking today after he signed his contract. At the end of the Super Bowl, all anyone could say about Joe Flacco was, "Show me the money." Well, today the Ravens did. Our favorite quarterback is now the highest paid player in the NFL. Ravens game day analyst Stan White joins us now to talk more about it. Hi, Stan.
Hey, Mary Beth. How you doing?
Great. But I'll tell you, he's cool on the field, and he's cool when he's talking about his own money, too, and his own worth. He's just even keeled.
Yeah, I think that's what he believes. But let me tell you, winning the Super Bowl was icing on the cake and got him. You know, I think if you looked at it from what they were offering last year, that he turned down, they got an extra $3 or $4 million a year by winning the Super Bowl and by waiting and playing it out.
All right, let's talk about this deal. I mean, this is a 6-year deal. A lot of people say he won't see this money by the end of it, all of it. I guess it's broken down. They kind of watch out for the salary cap in the first year and the second year, and so on and so forth. But what's your reaction to the dollar figure? Worth it? Not worth it? I just have to believe, coming from a football player, you're just amazed year to year when these records keep getting broken.
Well, yeah, I think we've always been amazed. We keep saying it's going to stop, and it's never going to stop. It's going to keep going up, especially the NFL game, because it's so TV-friendly. And, you know, there are the few things that people don't DVR and watch that much, so they see the commercials all the time. So people want to advertise on the NFL game. So it's perfect for everybody, really. And I don't begrudge any player one bit the money they get. They go out there and they produce that revenue through their efforts. So I don't begrudge them at all. And this was a deal that is good for, obviously, for Flacco, and it's good for the Ravens too. His cap number this year is only $6.8 million, and if you remember, they were talking about almost fifteen million for the non-exclusive tag, and $20 million dropped to $19 million. We're in that area for the exclusive tag. So this gives them
some breathing room, right?
Yep, to sign other players.
So let's talk about other players. Who's the next person on the priority list?
Probably Danelle Ellerby. I mean, because with Ray retiring and with Jameel McClain having the spinal contusion, you know, they don't really have any inside linebackers, and he turned out to be a very good one last year, played very well, and hopefully should just keep getting better and better. And I think he's probably next on the priority list. And then you're talking about Paul Kruger and Ed Reed and guys like that are also priorities.
Ed Reed, he's tweeted a couple of times he hasn't talked with the Ravens yet, but probably no surprise because they've been wrapped up in Flacco, right?
Well, they couldn't really talk much to anybody until they got this deal done with Flacco to know how much money they had. You know, they got to say, is our salary cap number going to be $6 million? I'm surprised it's this low. So he really did a cap-friendly deal for the Ravens. I was estimating it would be somewhere between $10 and $12 million, and now it's only $6.8 million, which is actually lower than what Tom Brady did, and he was supposed to be giving the New England Patriots this big break, and Joe's number is actually lower than his.
I don't know how much of the press conference you could hear this afternoon, and Flacco talked, you know, in jest about how the players were saying, you know, he needs to take them out to dinner for a week, and Ray Rice wants his Corvette. But in all seriousness, he brought up Anquan Boldin and made a special point of saying that Anquan was a big part of his success, and he hopes that the Ravens find a way to continue with Anquan on the team.
Yeah, and they have a better chance of doing that now with the contract Joe signed. So, yeah, Anquan Boldin is an important player. I'm sure they're going to work something out with him. He's under contract. The question is, you know, can they fit everybody within that salary cap? Obviously, as we just said, this gives them a lot more flexibility to be able to do certain things. And we'll see what comes up, but I expect Anquan to be on the team next year.
Are there any players that you're kind of watching, you're keeping your eye on, worried that they may go or they may be the surprise person to have to be cut? Or you think now with this salary cap, we're going to get who we want?
Well, I don't know if Kerry Williams, if they can fit him in. You know, corners are going to demand a lot of money. Guys who have been successful on the corner, and Carey had a good year this year. He turned down a contract last year. You know, with the corners that they have, with Corey Graham, you know, showing what he could do last year, Ladarius Webb coming back, Jimmy Smith, I don't know that Carey will fit in. He wants to come back, and they'd love to have him, but at what number? So that's the one guy I think that they will lose, and we'll see about the rest.
You know, one of the signs of a good deal is when everybody kind of walks away feeling like a winner, and you get the sense with this one that that's the case. Do you think that matters in Joe Flacco's case?
Yeah, I do. I think he wanted to, you could tell, he wanted to feel like he was respected and important. He said it wasn't actually about the money. Of course, they always say it's always about the money. But, you know, it probably wasn't to him. It was like more of a
gauge. Respect.
How much do you respect me?
Right.
How much do you respect me? Do you respect me as one of the players in the league that deserve this amount of money? And I think they've shown him that they do respect him, and then they'll go on from here.
All right, Stan, always great talking with you. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Mary Beth.